Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger, and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions, and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose, and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, free devotions, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, Mum. Welcome back to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm doing a series on missional motherhood. This is the first episode in the series, and today I'm going to be talking about what is missional motherhood and why is it important. Okay, so first off, what is missional motherhood? So I'm going to start with the word missional, because to be missional is to have obviously a certain mission or a purpose, if you like. Now, being missional is not necessarily good or bad in itself, as it depends on what the mission or what the purpose actually is. So as mums, we could have all sorts of purposes in raising our children, helping them excel at school, giving them a lot of fun experiences, helping them develop, making sure they grow up being polite. Yet as Jesus followers, we also have a mission which is unique to us as Christian mums, and that is to make God known to our children. Now, we learn about this parenting mission from the biblical narrative as a whole. So if you read, for example, the Proverbs, many Proverbs talk about showing our children the way of righteousness. But then we also have what Jesus himself told us to do. So Jesus told us to make disciples, to teach others about God's kingdom. Yet it's interesting that Jesus didn't just tell us to make disciples. He himself made disciples too. You see, when Jesus came to the world, he didn't come just as our savior, but he also came as our teacher, as our rabbi. So whilst on earth, Jesus had disciples who not only learnt from him, but also did life with him. So Jesus didn't just teach them through illustrations and stories and sermons. Jesus actually taught them by demonstrating God's kingdom in daily life. Then, after living in this missional way, Jesus' last words to his 11 disciples were, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." So that's from Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. So Jesus' words to the 11 disciples weren't just for them, though. So some people believe this, that Jesus was just talking to them, and maybe it's not applicable for us, but most Bible-believing Christians know that actually this is applicable to us. So when he spoke to these 11 disciples, yes, he was speaking to them in particular, of course, but it follows that in commissioning his disciples to teach others to obey everything that Jesus commanded, that includes the command to make disciples. And so as Christians, we have this wonderful commission passed on from disciples of Jesus throughout the ages to make disciples of others. So as Jesus mums, this is a unique calling that we have, and that is to make disciples. Now, this obviously isn't just for us to make disciples of our children, but our children are, of course, included because they are the ones who do life with us. So obviously we can make disciples of many other people as well, and we should. But our children are actually our primary disciples because we do life with them. And so our mission as mums isn't just a simple, just raise good human beings kind of thing. No, our mission is to teach the ways of Jesus and the upside down kingdom. So why is missional motherhood important? Well, missional motherhood is making God known to our children and teaching them the gospel. And it's not just the bit about Jesus dying for our sins, but the whole biblical narrative. So starting with God's good creation design, and then man's rebellion, and then introduction of the law to bring back the Eden that was lost with the fall, and then man's continuous rebellion, the incarnation of the Son of God, Jesus, and then Jesus living the perfect life we never could, dying for our sins and resurrecting on the third day, breaking the power of sin and death. God sending his spirit to empower us to live in freedom and to make us more like him. So the whole biblical narrative, there's so much to it, so much that we can teach our children. And yes, it's amazing. And we need to keep this in mind, that the biblical narrative, which is truth, it's truth, is completely opposite to the narratives of the world. So the world is going to have lots of other stories, lots of other things they're going to tell our children, and they are not going to be true. So if, as mums, we simply leave it to Sunday gatherings for our children to hear Bible stories, and we don't continuously teach them the gospel in our everyday moments, our children will actually be more influenced by the world than by the gospel. So this is why missional motherhood is really important. So we can't simply teach our children a couple of stories and hope for the best. We actually need to be willing to make apprentices of Jesus. So just like we are apprentices of Jesus and we're learning from him, learning more about the Bible, learning more about the gospel, we need to then pass on everything that we are finding out. Maybe we do have to adapt a few things, of course, because our children could be younger, but the things that we're learning, we can always pass these things over to our children as well. And so that they can have an understanding of the whole biblical narrative, of the whole gospel, have an encounter with God, and then love Jesus so much that they follow him no matter what, and so that they too become apprentices of Jesus. And so this is why being missional as mums is so important, because as I was saying, the world is not going to teach these things to our children. And if we simply think, well, we'll just read them a couple of stories and that's it, or we'll just take them to Sunday school, I think that in itself is not going to be enough. We really need to make it a practice in our everyday rhythms, in our everyday lives, to be teaching our children the gospel, answering the questions that they have, introducing God conversations, praying about things like problems that we have, provision that we need, and just applying faith to our everyday moments and doing life with our children and showing that we are also disciples of Jesus. And so this is what I wanted to share with you today about missional motherhood. It's just a very basic concept. And yes, but I think it's really important for us as unique mums, as mums who are different from the world, mums who are children of God, to really understand the importance of our roles as mums and to really steward well this role that we have as mums and to redeem the time we have when our children are little, to just teach them Jesus's ways, Jesus's heart, who he is, what he's done for them, and just help them to know that God is true, that he loves them, that he saved them. And yeah, it's just such an opportunity that we have. And so we really do need to make the most of it. And I just wanted to finish today just by saying that I feel like in myself, I would like to do this more and more. I think it's a bit of a journey that we go through. I think there is this part of us also being more intentional about it, and praying about it, asking for more opportunities with our children, but also being intentional in doing life with our kids and, yeah, just having these conversations with them. So I'm by no means perfect at this. It's something that I'm working through, but I feel convicted that it is the right thing as a mum for me to be missional with my children and to really teach my children the gospel. And so, yes, it's just something that I know is really important and I want to keep doing and I want to do more of as well. So I just wanted to share that with you. And one of the ways that I would say that happens most frequently at home is that I have these conversations more around the dinner table. So me and my husband will have these conversations with our children, and we make it a practice every day to sit round and eat together. And at night, when our kids go to bed, often this is the time when they will ask us questions, and yeah, when they suddenly think about something about their day or whatever, and we pray for them before they go to sleep. This is also a really good opportunity to talk about God and to relate faith to their everyday lives. So yeah, this is when it happens for us at the moment, but I think and I believe that, yes, if as we become maybe more intentional about it and as we spend more time with our kids, I think there will be more opportunities as well. So yes, as I was saying, it's something that we grow in. So I would love to hear from you if you have some pointers about growing in missional motherhood, if there are any ways that you've noticed have really worked for you as a mum in terms of having these kind of conversations with your children and opportunities to pray for them. So please let me know if you have. And yes, that's it for today. Next week, there'll be another episode about missional motherhood. So I'll be sharing some of my experiences. And yes, so I'll speak to you then.